Yes, it's nice to be among the young people tonight. I'm sure the Reverend McMillan feels very much out of it. What are you laughing for? Those boys don't know their age either. So there we are. It's good to give a word of testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brought up in a good family, mum and dad were saved, and saved before they were married, and I was born into the family. I was born in the Leggan Valley, but we lived up near Drumara. Mum and Dad brought us up to go to church, Sunday school, all the goings on. And at the age of 11, going to bed one night, I asked my mum, how would you get saved? And that night, my mum said, right, get out of bed, get down the side of your bed here on your knees. And she showed me how to be saved. I trusted the Lord that night as my saviour. Now, at that time, I was soon to leave primary school and move on, hopefully, to something else. But before I left primary school, there was a fella, and he was giving me a wee bit of trouble. So I thought, if I don't get this sorted out before I leave primary school, well, I might never get it sorted out. So I sorted it out before I left primary school. And then as a result of that, I didn't get to any of the local schools. They sent me off to Banbridge Tech, which I went there. I got into not bad company, but I didn't take my stand for the Lord. I didn't stand up for the Lord and say, I'm saved. I hid it. And as the time went by, I got further and further away from the Lord. I went to church, surely, by times. And then I left school, went to serve my apprenticeship as an electrician down Finnickey, Derriachy, that country. And as I got in there, I got into different company, and I began to go to the dances and all the rest of it that goes with it. And I love sport. I love to be in sport. My father encouraged me, and I had various different sports, you know. And saying about my mum, I had words with my mum one night. She wanted me to go to a prayer meeting, and I said I wasn't going. I said, so eventually I came to the conclusion. I said, look, I have a bicycle race coming up at the end of a week or two, and I need a train, so I'll take the bicycle and go to the prayer meeting. But that night I had a bad accident on the bicycle, so I never, ever turned the word back on my mother again. And she's gone home to be with the Lord. But you know, growing up like that, starting out into the world, I thought at 16, 17, I knew better than everybody else. And how foolish I was. And went out into the world in the dance. I didn't drink any, didn't smoke that, or anything like that, but I wee bit wild, to say the least. And probably broke my mother and father's heart to some extent. But you know, went into Listenagarvey Harriers, was running, doing well. Used to go to the dance on a Friday night, sometimes a Wednesday night. And going to the dance one night, I remember God spoke to me. Said, your life's so empty. Friday night, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, 1, 2, it was full. Saturday morning, life was just empty. And that was Friday night, Saturday, God was speaking to me. And on Sunday night, we used to go to some youth group. Our view was that you wanted to take a nice girl home eventually. You left other girls home, but there was one you wanted to take home eventually when she would arrive. And so we would go to these youth groups. And this night I was at a youth group, and don't worry, dear, this doesn't apply. I'm too old now. But the fella said to me, hey, Baxter, ask the organist out. And in those days, you dared me to do anything. I did it. If you'd asked me, I'd have done it. He says, aye, all right, give me a chance. So, bit of the old charm, and I went up and I said to the organist, well, how you doing, Maureen? You fair? I chatted to her. Oh, why did you come? And I said, oh, she says, I walked up from the house, lived at half a mile or so. I said, I'll give you a lift in the car home. I do nicely. Smiling. So she got into the car and she started to preach to me. You know, you're breaking your mother and father's heart. You're out there dancing and going on like that. She says, it's time you got yourself pulled together. And she started to preach this on the finger up. And I said, look here, hold on now. I don't need any more preaching from you anyway. And I pulled up at their house and I said, good night. On you go. And that was the end of that relationship. But I went home that night and I thought it over. And before I slept that night, I got out of bed, got down on my knees at the side of the bed, and I asked the Lord to forgive me. Lord, will you take me back? I don't know what I'm asking for, but Lord, will you give me what you have for me? Because this world is nothing for me. And off to sleep, woke the next morning and thought, wonder, have I got what a Christian's supposed to have? Have I got it? You see, I saw so much hypocrisy running about. And I woke and I sat up in bed and I looked over and the bedroom door was open a little. And I knew I had got a peace, for I never went to sleep without the bedroom door being locked. I'd got myself into a bit of trouble. And there's one or two people who would have liked to have had a word with me. But I got up that morning and went to work, and I went into work, and the foreman says, Morris, go and fix that machine there. So I went round to fix the machine, and the guy that ran the machine was a very foul-mouthed man. And he gave a curse out of him, and he took the name of the Lord Jesus in vain. And it really hurt me. I'd have loved to have punched his nose. That was the feeling I got. But then, being a Christian now, you're not allowed to punch people's nose. You're not. Amen. And, you know, I was really annoyed at this man cursing. And I thought, you know, last night I was praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, and here he curses him. Now, I could have cursed the previous week. So I thought to myself, something's happened. I had a peace last night. This man's cursing, it has annoyed me. So I went about my work during the week, went to the club at night, keep fit, all the rest of it. Friday night, into the car, down to the club, did my whatever it was to do, running, weightlifting, all the rest of it. And then I off, chicken chips, pint of milk, and off to the dance. Christian, go to the dance. You see, I thought, people dictate what you're supposed to do. I said, Lord, you show me what to do. And I went up the road in the car. I drove into the dance. It was at Finnis Orange Hall, if anyone knows where that is. And I drove into the car park, and as I drove down the car park, the Spirit of the Lord said, Morris, what are you doing here? You know this is not the place for you. Well, you know, I was so excited that God, the creator of the universe, had stopped to speak to me. And that's just, I drove the car out and went home. Mom says, you're home early the night, boy. I said, are you sick? No, fine. Doing fine. And that was the beginning of a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was tremendous. I began to go to the Free Presbyterian Church more. I'd been going occasionally, maybe taking my dad or something, but I was working most Sundays. Remember going into church and sitting down as people come in and sat beside me and they saw who it was and they moved to another seat. Now, whether they did it purposely or not, I don't know. But it wasn't very nice. And, you know, God began to move. I felt lonely for some time. I was coming out one night of the church and I saw a group of young people and I would try to speak to them, but no. I was too rough for their group. But this night, they were in a little group and they called me over and they said, Morris, come here. They say, we run a wee youth group down there at the Mays, but we've had a bad night. I said, what happened or what? Well, they said, we run this wee youth group on a Friday night and with games and stuff and then a wee word at the finish. It's just in a hall down there. But last Friday night, some fellas come down and they come in and they broke up, they thumped some of the children and we need somebody to look after the door. Would you do it? I said, I'll do it. This is great. And I began to go down to the youth meetings and then they invited me over to another meeting on a Sunday night and I started to get involved in the work of God. Young people, if you're saved and love the Lord, get involved. Do something. Remember standing at the door in those old cold frosty nights, taking, I think it was a shilling off each of them as they went in to play games for the night, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. God began to speak to me, began to encourage me. I remember the first sermon I preached. It's quite a while ago now. I'll not tell you how many years ago it was, but it's a long time ago. I remember my first sermon. I preached to a group of young people on Moses. And I come home that night excited that God should take me, just a factory worker, just someone that, well, many people didn't care much about, that God should save me and allow me to speak a word for him. Sometime after that, I had an argument with the Lord. The Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to do something for me. I was feeling that God had more for me. And I was in athletics and running at the time and I was doing very well. I was able to run a mile in about 15 minutes or something like that. I was doing well. And it's a 4 minute mile, Roger's Bannister run. Well, it took me 15. But you know, I was having a good time. And I prayed one night going to bed, I said, Lord, I can't give this running up. What harm is there in running? See, I didn't realize at the time the problem isn't in the running. The problem was between me and the Lord. I loved the running more than the Lord. Some weeks later, I finished in hospital. I came home from hospital. I applied to Faith Mission Bible College. And I got the form to fill in. So it was name, got that okay. Address, got that okay. It wasn't as complicated then. We didn't have any BT numbers or anything then. It was easy to fill in. Age, got that all right. A few other details. And then it said, please note, there's no fraternization in college. I didn't know what that meant, so I just moved on down the list and folded it up, posted it away. I never thought I'd be invited to college. Some months later, I got the word back, and I was accepted for Bible College in Scotland. I went to Scotland there. I had a great time. The day I went in through the door, I was so excited. I said, Lord, this is tremendous. I'm in the center of your will. No doubts about it. Here I am, Lord, in the center of God's will. Your choice, not mine. You know, I went through college there. I found out what fraternization meant. If you don't understand what fraternization is, it just means you're not to date a boy or a girl. So I decided not to date the boys, but I would date the girls. There was one pretty good-looking one, so I thought she was quite nice and tasty, and I thought she would do me well. And I succeeded fairly well. I've kept her ever since, or else she kept me. And if you come tomorrow night, I'll introduce you to her. But, you know, we had a good time in Faith Mission. Come out of that, went to CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship in Switzerland. I left there, came home, and it's amazing, you know, how to treat people. Before I went to Bible school or anything, there was one of the elders in the Hillsborough Church, and he said to me, Morris, come up some night for a wee drop of tea. So I went up this night, and I'd been pretty wild now, to say the least. And I went in this night, and I couldn't believe it. There was pavlova, there was apple tart, there was all lovely sandwiches, and we sat down and we had a lovely supper. And you know, after the supper was over, we were sitting chatting, and he says, I suppose you wonder what I called you up to the house for? I never thought. I said, no, well, just for supper. Well, I want to have a wee chat with you. I would like you to be a free Presbyterian minister. I said, oh, you couldn't, no chance. I said, you'd have to tie me to the chair to keep me in the college. Oh, no way. So we had a wee chat about it, and I said, I don't have the exams or anything like that, and I left. I went to Bible school, I came back home, brought my wife home with us. We're coming out of church one day, and he says, Morris, bring that wee girl up with you on Tuesday night for a wee drop of tea. And so we went up for the wee drop of tea, and there was the table spread again. Pavlovas and apple tarts and everything, and we sat down and we had our supper. And then after the supper, he says, I suppose you wonder what I called you up for the night. I said, well, I never thought much about it. You know, he says, I've been watching you, and I still want you to be a free Presbyterian minister. You've done well. You know, other people told me I hadn't done so well. Some of the teachers told me I hadn't done so well. He says, you've done well. Well, I said, I tell you what. I'm as game as you. If you would think of me going to Bible school, I would need to get, it was in those days, O-levels, GCSEs. I said, I need a few of them. But so then I tell you what, if I can get these O-levels easy, I'll go into college. Do it. So I went home and I applied and I started to do O-levels and I got them. I went into college. And we spent 2 years in college, in the Whitfield College. And then they placed me in a church down in Corrigarry. And I remember in college one day, I know Mr. McMillan never had this problem, but I was to preach in college. And after I had preached, the students were to tell you what you thought of your preaching. And one of them says he didn't get on very well. Another one said he's not really a preacher. He only kind of talks to people. And a third one says, He could run a wee Sunday school class all right the way down in County Monaghan, and he'll do all right down in the Sunday school class. So I thought at least I'm improving. And you know, down in Corrigarry, we had a good time. The Lord blessed us. I'm not going into all the details, but we had a good time. I had a wife, and then I got a great Dane dog, and then I got a daughter. I've got a wife yet, I have a daughter yet, but the dog's not there. The dog has passed on. And we had a good time in Corrigarry. The Lord blessed us. Poor souls get saved. And then we moved up to Mullaghlass, and we had a good time there. The Lord really blessed with many great missions. I'm sure there's many memories of the times along there in Mullaghlass. And then, during the time I was in Mullaghlass in Newry, we did the jails in Dublin. And we had a good time visiting down there in Dublin. Met many wonderful people down there. But God was good to us. Moved up to Malvern, where we are now. It's a small church. There's a recession in the area. Young people have moved away. We have over 20 families moved away. And we had many deaths. I've one this morning, just dear lady died this morning. She was 91 and a half years of age. She passed away this morning there. But the Lord has been good to us lately. There's a number of Roman Catholics. You heard Martin's testimony last night. What a trophy of grace Martin is. There's Martin, there's Johnny, there's a few others coming to the church with a new fellow in on Sunday morning. Butch. I don't know his real name, but he's Butch anyway. And you pray for us as we pray for you that the Lord will come and bless us. But you say, is there anything else in life but preaching and meetings? Well, there is. We've enjoyed ourselves. I've enjoyed working with autistic children. We do, well, put it down this way. We do games with autistic children on a Saturday and a Tuesday night and autistic adults. We've had a good time there. We've had a number of missionary visits. We've been in China 3 times. My wife's going out again shortly. Out to China again. I'm not going this time. She's going with another team out there. We've been in China 3 times. We've been in the Philippines a couple of times. And the Lord has been good to us. I tell you something, young people. It's wonderful to be saved. And you heard that song earlier. It's wonderful to decide and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Where he may lead me, I will go. For I have learned to trust him, so his divine will is sweet to me. Is it sweet to you tonight? The Lord Jesus Christ. What a savior, what a friend, what a guide, what a comforter. And then, what a time we're going to have when we all get home to glory. Amen.